The sister of Rini McRae has made an emotional appeal on the 42nd anniversary of the disappearance of her and three-year-old son, Andrew. The young mother and her toddler left their home in Inverness on November the 12th, 1976. The car they were travelling in was found burnt out a few miles away a short time later, but neither of them has ever been found. 14 years ago, a major search was conducted at Dalmagarry Quarry near the Highland capital. And just 3 weeks ago, another quarry near the city was scoured by police divers for a second time. Police are conducting a review into the case and say time is no barrier to catching the pair's killer.
Hello and welcome to There's Been a Murder, a true crime podcast. I'm your host, Abby McEwen. On today's cast, we'll be looking at the strange disappearance of Renee McRae and her three-year-old son, Andrew McRae. This is one of Scotland's longest-running cold cases that has stumped police for over 43 years. Renee was born in February of 1940. The exact date of her birth is unknown. She grew up in the small Scottish town of Bewley, near Inverness, with her sister Morag and their parents. When Renee was in her teens, she attended beauty school. This is where she met her soon-to-be husband, Gordon McRae. The couple started to date and in 1963 they got married. Renee was 23 years old at the time. Gordon McRae had inherited his father's small construction company and turned it from a small business into a thriving one that had an annual turnover of £30 million. In 1968, Renee gave birth to the first of the couple's children, Gordon Jr. Renee was over the moon and a very doting mother. However, during this time, the couple's marriage was struggling significantly and they were unhappy together. However, in 1973, Renee gave birth to another son, Andrew McRae. This gave hope to their relationship. However, Renee had a secret. She had been having an affair with one of her husband's employees, an accountant named William McDowell, or more commonly known as Bill McDowell. The long-running affair started in 1971 and had resulted in the birth of Andrew McRae. Gordon, however, was unaware of the affair and assumed the child was his. In 1975, after 12 years of marriage, Gordon and Renee officially split up, as the relationship had dissolved and they were no longer happy. Gordon moved out of the family home, leaving her there with the children. The two, however, remained good friends for the children's sake, and Gordon continued to support her and the children financially. The only person who knew about the affair was Valerie Stevenson, Renee's best friend, whom she confided in when pregnant with Andrew. After her split with her husband, Renee wanted to come clean about the affair and be with Bill, but couldn't, as Bill was also married and had two children, although he promised that he would leave his wife. Bill had told Renee that he'd been offered a job with Texaco in the Shetland Islands and had found a house where the three of them, Renee, Andrew and himself, could live. Renee was so in love with him that she believed every word and even began packing her and Andrew's belongings for the move. But according to Valerie Stevenson, it all turned out to be a pack of lies. Renee and Andrew McRae vanished on Friday the 12th of November 1976. She had left home with her two sons in the morning and was known to be wearing a sheepskin coat. This will become important later on. Renee dropped her oldest son Gordon Jr. off at his father's house and then got back in the car with Andrew and began travelling south on the A9 towards Perth. She was said to be going to visit her sister Morag in Kilmarnock. This is the last known sighting of Renee and Andrew. That was until later that same day when Renee's BMW that she was travelling in with her son was found 12 miles away by a bus driver. The car was parked in a remote lay-by and was engulfed in flames. By the time the police arrived, the car was destroyed and burnt to a crisp, and shockingly, it was empty. The bodies of Renee and her son were nowhere to be found. The only thing remaining in the car was a blood-stained rug. The blood found in the car was later identified to be that of Renee's. The police executed one of the most intensive searches ever and still failed to find them. No trace of the pair has ever been found to this day, and the police concluded that they must have been murdered and that whoever had done it had planned it very carefully, disposing of the bodies without leaving any clues behind. Later in the investigation, a witness came forward stating that they saw a man dragging what they thought to be a dead sheep near the location of the car on the A9. This was important because Renee was last seen wearing a sheepskin coat. Another witness reported that they saw a man with a pushchair near Dalmagarry Quarry, just off the A9. As the investigation continued, the police began to unravel Renee's life and soon found out about her affair to Bill and the secret behind three-year-old Andrew's birth. After the news broke, Valerie Stevenson came forward once again stating that Renee was not going to see her sister in Kilmarnock on the day she disappeared, but was going on a romantic getaway with Bill, and was asked to bring young Andrew along by Bill so that he could get to know his son. The revelation of the affair led officers to admit that the case was murder and deceit and untruthfulness from its start. The police decided to take this opportunity to talk to Bill McDowell, who confirmed the affair but had denied any involvement in their disappearance. One of the detectives on the case, John Cathcart, decided to set up a search for the missing pair, and after 8 months of searching finally had a breakthrough. When excavating Dalmagarry Quarry, where on the day of the disappearance a witness had seen a man with a pushchair, the detective was overcome by a foul smell after his team removed the top layer of soil, a smell he could only describe as death. Convinced this was a sign of corpses, he continued digging, yet due to the lack of funds the search was stopped and the bulldozers that they were using were sent back, as the funds had run dry. This halted the investigation of the quarry and the case went cold. That was until 2004 when a documentary was released called Unsolved. This documentary was shown all over Scotland and sparked an interest in the cold case, and the investigation was reopened. A review of the cold case was done, and this led to £122,000 being spent on continuing the search that Detective John Cathcart started. And in August of 2004, the Dalmagarry Quarry was excavated, removing 20,000 tonnes of earth over the course of 3 weeks, yet the search came up short and the only things that were found were 2 crisp packets, rabbit bones and some men's clothing. After finding nothing at the quarry, the police started to speculate that the bodies had actually been buried under the A9, which was in the middle of some construction and upgrades at the time of the disappearance. However, a spokeswoman for the police stated that after looking at aerial pictures taken by the RAF during the construction and upgrades of the A9, showed no signs of bodies under the road, and the police were satisfied and did not feel the need to dig up the ground, stating that the bodies were not buried under the road. There wasn't many suspects in the disappearance of Renee and her son. In fact, there were only 2. The prime suspect being Bill McDowell, the lover of Renee and father of Andrew. Dowell had always stayed out of the case as much as he could and was reluctant to speak to the media. But eventually he gave in, and in 2004, when the case was being reopened, McDowell broke his 28 years of silence to insist once again that he did not kill Renee or Andrew. There was no evidence to tie him to the case, but due to the affair he became the prime suspect. During the disappearance in 1976, McDowell had walked into an Inverness police station to make a voluntary statement. However, the contents of the statement would never be known, as his wife had followed him to the station and dragged him out before he was able to make the statement. He never returned and the police never followed up on this. The second suspect was an unnamed man who fled to the US the day after being interviewed by police, shortly after the pair's disappearance. He was a foreman that worked for the road department during the time of the disappearance and was spoken to by senior officer Sandy Thompson. A colleague of Thompson's said that he had spoke to a man and shown him the evidence they had gathered. The colleague also recalled that Thompson had told him that he knew right away when he looked at the man that the woman was dead, and the man knew far more than what he was telling. The man, however, fled to the US the next day and didn't return until later when the case had went cold. The police once again never followed up on this suspect. With the suspect list as cold as the case and no sign of bodies, the disappearance of Renee and her son fell back into the filing cabinet. That was until this year, in September of 2019. Detectives from Police Scotland's major investigation team released a statement stating they had arrested a 77-year-old man in connection with the disappearance.
A man has appeared in court charged with the murder of Inverness woman Renee McRae and her son Andrew 43 years ago. 77-year-old William McDowell, whose address was given as Penrith, also faces 2 charges of attempting to pervert the course of justice. The court appearance follows a forensic search of Lienach Quarry near Inverness as part of a cold case review by Police Scotland.
The news of the arrest came out of nowhere and sparked interest once again in the case. And on Wednesday, September 11th, 2019, Bill McDowell, Renee's lover and the father of young Andrew, and the prime suspect in the case since 1976, was charged with their murder. McDowell made no plea at his hearing and was granted bail. He is expected to appear in court in the coming months for sentencing. However, the bodies of Renee and Andrew have never been found, and the search for them continues. A Police Scotland spokesperson said that a lengthy forensic search of Lennart Quarry just east of Inverness is still underway as Bill McDowell's trial continues, and around 100,000 tonnes of earth has been removed from the site, yet there is no sign of any bodies. The case of Renee and Andrew McRae is one that has baffled Scotland and its police since 1976, and continues to do so. With the arrest and conviction of Bill McDowell comes a new hope for the family of the victims, and finding their loved ones and finally putting the case and its victims to rest. Thank you for listening, and tune in next time.